Well, we visit another national park now, the oldest and among the most iconic, Yellowstone, established by President Ulysses S. Grant back in 1872. The park covers nearly 3,500 square miles and contains one of the largest high-altitude lakes in North America, Yellowstone Lake. It's that lake we're headed for, as it's been the scene of a mystery to visitors for over a century. In the winter, the lake sings, though exactly why is uncertain. Scientists think it's caused by the ice expanding as it freezes. Some say it sounds like a vast pipe organ, or the humming of a swarm of bees, or the ringing of telegraph wires. Reporter Jennifer Jarrett got the chance to visit the lake with a guide who knows the place well.
I'm Bruce Sefton. I'm with the Maintenance Division of the National Park Service here in the Lake District. This is my 26th winter. Every day's fun.
We're going to take you down to listen to the lake sing. Come on down. It doesn't happen all the time. It's fairly rare. So not many people hear this, because if there's any the tiniest bit of snow, the deal's off. The sound's all muffled. As this stuff freezes and tightens, there's movement underneath, so this crack will start, and the crack just goes, takes off. You'll hear these things that'll sound like just like an F-16 just coming right at you. When the sun comes up, it begins in earnest, and the sun goes down, peters out. The activity will subside and stop, get quiet. I've tried singing along, but it just doesn't work too well.
That's Yellowstone National Park worker Bruce Sefton, who took reporter Jennifer Jarrett to the park's singing lake.